Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Most respected, dear family members, my pranams to all of you. Today, we will be answering many questions connected with the Vedas and Vedic literature. So many questions have been asked on the subject. The questions will be answered in such a way that each line gives you the clarification connected with the Vedas, when it was written, what is the content of Vedas, how many branches or recensions are there, like that. Hundreds of questions are being asked, of which I feel that this explanation will give you the correct guidance and a direction for understanding the Vedas. You all know that in India we have got nearly 2000 foundation literature as the base of Sanatana Dharma, nearly 10,000 commentaries for them written in Sanskrit language, and about 1 lakh sub-commentaries are there in different languages. So everyone should understand that unlike Christianity, Islam, Jew or other religion, Sanatana Dharma is not based on single literature, based on 2000 foundation literature and 10,000 commentaries plus 1 lakh sub-commentaries. The base of Sanatana Dharma lies on Vedas. Vedas are hymns or mantras written in poetical style as well as prose, and they were written minimum 10,000 years ago. Why I said 10,000 years? In Rigveda and Taittiriya Brahmana it has been mentioned, Prahaspati Pradamam Jayamanam Tishyam Nakshatram Abhisambhabhuva. The Jupiter planet, when occulted Delta Cancri star constellation, it looks as though the Delta Cancri was newly born. This appears to be an astronomical phenomena, which when calculated using computer device, found that this happened about 4275 plus or minus 75 BC. So the present form of Veda can be said at least 6000 years ago. And you know that the Vedic mantra, when we chant, we give the name of the rishi who composed that particular hymn, particular mantra. Gadino Vishwamitra Rishi Devi Gayatri Chanda Mitro Devada. A mantra connected with Mitra, the sun, written by Gadina Vishwamitra Rishi. The name of the Rishi, Gadina Vishwamitra. Like this, for Rigveda there are about 200 Rishis, many of them born in Vishwamitra Gotra, Vasishta Gotra, Kanva Gotra, Vyasa Gotra, Angirasa Gotra. Gotra means clan. So about 200 Rishis composed the poems, the mantras, and they might have kept in different books or different bases. And these mantras were classified by Krishna Dvaibhayana, later known as Veda Vyasa. So we can say Veda mantras are written by specifically a group of rishis, classified into four branches as Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda by Krishna Dvaibhayana, Veda Vyasa. When you go back, you can see these hymns, these mantras might have written about 2,000 to 3,000 years prior to the present form. And the Vedic Sanskrit might have had its origins till beyond that backwards. So when you calculate it systematically, you can see that the Vedas might have reached the present form about 10,000 years ago. Archaeological evidence is given through the studies from Kalibangan, Bhagavanpura, Mehargarh, Chinchudaro and so on. A clear indication of Indian historical knowledge starts from BC 8275 again. So BC 8000 plus AD 2000, archaeological evidence about 10,000 years. So Vedas are composed by 200 rishis, approximately classified by Vedavyasa. It formed about 10,000 years ago. And the question, why Vedas are known as Apaurusheya? When you go through the Vedas and its messages and the meanings, you can understand that such a systematic way of presentation can be seen in that which is beyond the capacity of human beings lived 10,000 years ago. And Apaurusheya, beyond the capacity of human being. Another meaning, those who have composed the Veda mantras are not the rishis who heard mantras but seen the mantras. So they are known as Mantra Drashtaraha. Mantra Drashtara, how a mantra can be seen unless it is written in a paper or board. What they have observed in the nature, connected with all living and non-living beings, connected with the earth and the planets, connected with Panchabhuta, air, fire and so on. When they could see it directly, they could derive the knowledge from that, and that they composed in the poetical style. Just like you can see Rabindranath Tagore has written variety of poems after observing directly what happened in front of his eyes. So Apaurusheya means beyond the capacity of human being. Mantra Drashtaraha means those who have seen what is happening around them in living and non-living being. Then they composed it. What is meant by Veda Mantra? Mantra means Mananena Trayate Iti Mantra. The one which when chanted or reminded or memorized protects you. Mantrayade means protecting you. That is what is meant by mantra. Veda word means knowledge, vidya, from which it came Veda. Vidya, vijnana and so on. So the Vedas are the base of knowledge. So Apaurusheya, Mantra Drashtaraha, Mantra, these things we have heard. Veda language is something different. As we used to say, Laukika Samskrita, the Sanskrit language used now in the conversation and printing the books, etc. దట్ ఈస్ లౌకిక సంస్కృత. వైదిక సంస్కృత మీన్స్ ద సంస్క్రిట్ యూజ్డ్ ఇన్ వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్. అండ్ వేదాస్ హవ్ గాట్ త్రీ టైప్ ఆఫ్ మీనింగ్స్. దట్ ఈస్ వై జనరలీ వెన్ ఎవర్ వీ చాంట్ వేద మంత్ర అట్ ద ఎండ్ వీ చాంట్ ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. ఫస్ట్ శాంతి ఈస్ ఆధ్యాత్మిక శాంతి, సెకండ్ శాంతి ఈస్ ఆది భౌతిక శాంతి, థర్డ్ శాంతి ఈస్ అధిదేవతా శాంతి. ఆధ్యాత్మికం, ఆది భౌతికం, అధిదేవతం. ఆధ్యాత్మికం కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ హూ ఈస్ లిసనింగ్ ద వేద మంత్ర ఆర్ చాంటింగ్ ద వేద మంత్ర ఆర్ లెర్నింగ్ ద వేద మంత్ర. ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆర్ ద ఇఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద మంత్రాస్ ఆన్ అన్ ఇండివిజువల్ ఆధ్యాత్మికం. ఆన్ ది సరౌండింగ్స్ ఆది భౌతికం, ద ఇంపాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ వేద మంత్ర ఆర్ ద మీనింగ్ మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ ద వేద మంత్ర. ద సెకండ్ పార్ట్ ఈస్ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ ది సరౌండింగ్స్. We can say about 25 feet radius. All those which are present within that radius will get the influence of Veda Mantra. And remember that the third, as I told you, Adhi Devata. All those who are connected with the universe, cosmic system, the solar system, all these have got a bearing upon the Veda Mantra, either chanting or the content of that give this message. So remember that we have to understand there are three type of meaning for Vedas: Adhyatmikam, Adhibhautikam, Adhidevatam. That is why generally it is told that it is difficult to understand the meaning of Vedas, because the meaning, one connected with an individual, second connected with the society or the surroundings, third connected with the cosmic system or the universe. And Veda mantras are written in very specific chandas, prosody. Details how the Veda mantras are composed. One line can have 18 letters, sometimes 24, 28, 32, 36, sorry, 36, 40, and so on. It is known as chandas. Gayatri chandas, Jagadi chandas, Anushtubh chandas, and so on. So whenever we chant a mantra, a hymn, a sukta, first we tell who has composed that particular mantra by touching with respect the forehead. Gadino Vishwamitra Rishi. Ish Gadina Vishwamitra Rishi. Devi Gayatri Chanda. Gayatri Chanda means a chandas prosody having 24 letters. Mitro Devata, the deity or the god or goddess about which the mantra is composed. Mitro Jananyadayadi Bhruvano Mitro Dadara Pradivi Udadhyam Mitra Krishtera Nimishapi Cheshte Mitraya Havyam Gridamadyuhoda Prasamitra Matto Astu Prayaswan Yasta Aditya Shikshatir Pradena. This is a mantra. Almost the message of the mantra, the sun is the bearing factor of earth. The sun influences, guides, controls, directs the earth. The earth rotates because of the sun, and the day and nights are formed because of the sun on the earth. To that sun who is responsible for all living and non-living being on the earth, we offer our gratitude by offering the havis to the fire. So this is the mantra. So the name of the rishi who has composed the mantra is given The prosody, the chandas is given. The deity, the devata is given. Three parameters are given with all mantras. Generally we say, why this type of four classification? The question is very important. Rigveda contains absolute knowledge. Why I say absolute knowledge? It is the knowledge connected with the mind, the body, the family, the society and the nation. If you want to add one more parameter, the human race. So mind, body, family, society, nation and the human race. Absolute knowledge. All the hymns and Veda mantras which come under this particular type of knowledge dissemination has been compiled in Veda mantra, in Rigveda mantra. Remember that the Veda mantras do not have any stories, do not have any events written or incidents. The Veda mantras do not tell anything about sin or virtue, papa, punya, nothing is mentioned in Vedas. And Veda mantras do not explain anything connected with heaven or hell. So everyone should remember that. Unlike Bible, Quran or any religious book of any religion, Vedas very specifically keep away from the word sin and virtue, the swarga naraka and heaven hell, plus the stories or directions, etc. It gives directly the message. Maybe one or two, now I tell you why this message is given, you know, and how the message is given. Say for example, Satyam Vada, only two words. Tell the truth. Dharmam Chara, follow the dharmic pathway. Satyana Pramaditavyam, never deviate from the truth, fact and essence. Dharmana Pramaditavyam, never deviate from the dharmic pathway. These are Vedic messages. Sangachadvam, walk together, gloriously walk together. Samvadadvam, gloriously discuss together. Samvomana amsi janata, knowing each other, let you have a harmonious mental attitude. Deva bhagam yada purve sanjanana upasade, offer everything to the divinity in such a way that you understand each other, you share, care and cure each other. Like this Veda mantra, it is not giving an event but it gives the messages. So Rigveda is the embodiment of, I would like to say, embodiment of knowledge. Yajurveda is Karma Kanda. Rigveda is Jnana Kanda. Yajurveda is Karma Kanda. Karma Kanda means it is oriented towards action, performance, not merely knowledge. The Veda mantras given in Rigveda, part of that is taken and used for offering in the sacrificial rituals, yagas and yajnas. So Yajurveda mantra is divided again into two classes. It is Krishna Yajurveda. Krishna Yajurveda having both prose and poems. Shukla Yajurveda, only poems. So they are the mantras used for performing yagas. Putra Kameshti Yaga, Ashwamedha Yaga, Vajapeya Yaga, Vishwajit Yaga and so on. So here karma mainly give the message offering to the gods through fire, Agni, Agnihotra, Somayaga, and so on. Even without performing yagas, you can chant the mantra, there is no problem. But the mantras are meant for that. So Rigveda gives the Jnanakanda, Yajurveda gives the Karmakanda connected with yagas and yajnas. And Yajurveda has got nearly 50% of Rigveda mantra also in that. The remaining 50% is from of its own. And Samaveda, you know, it is almost fully Rigveda mantra. Nearly 5000 mantras are taken from Rigveda. About 50 to 60 mantras taken from Yajurveda and chanted all together in a different way known as Samagana. So Samaveda as such has got only 57 mantras belonging specifically to Samaveda, remaining more than 5000 from Rigveda and Yajurveda together. But Samaveda is chanted like the fishermen chanting some of the songs when they move towards the sea. We say in Malayalam, Vanchipata. So Samagana, the deities enjoy that, cherish that when they are invited to the Yagashala. Yaga Devadas are invited to Yagashala and there the offerings are made, and when the deities receive the offerings, they enjoy the Samagana. But for a common man, Samagana, those who are experienced in listening the Hindi songs and other things, Samagana may not be having any serious effect. But again, remember, it is the basis of all the Carnatic music and Hindustani music. Samaveda is the basic of all Indian music, including Sarangadhara, Sangeetha Ratnakara, based on Samaveda. So Rigveda directly gives you Jnanakanda, Yajurveda Karmakanda, Samaveda connected with arts, musics and songs.